Well, without him, we wouldn't have The Notebook. Whether that's good or bad depends on your perspective. And now another Nicholas Sparks novel has made its way to the big screen.
I'm Beth.
Logan.
And what brings you to Hampton?
It's kind of a long story. Look, I found this.
You saw the ad.
Help, Logan. That's the job. We just need some help.
Can I borrow your pen?
Joining us live to talk about The Lucky One, Washington Post film critic Ann Hornaday. Hiya, Ann.
Hello, Hillary.
So will people be lucky if they choose to see this film?
Oh, it depends. It depends on if your idea of entertainment is to just revel in the gorgeousness of the wonderful Zac Efron.
Uh-huh.
And I take a backseat to no one in appreciating his physical charms. But this movie really does not make the most of him. I mean, I think what makes him such a special performer is his exuberance and his dancing and his just his physical expressiveness. And here he plays this traumatized Iraq war vet who's really shut down and really kind of numbed out. So he has a very limited range available to him emotionally in this film. And it just does not play to his strengths. The whole movie just feels really inert. And the whole sort of hinge of a romantic drama like this is keeping the two romantic leads apart until the great, wonderful conclusion. And I'm afraid just those obstacles are just a little too contrived to believe. So go in to this one with your eyes wide open.
Okay. Well, let's talk about funny man Steve Harvey's relationship book. It's now a movie. Think Like a Man. I mean, the book was a big seller. What about the movie?
Well, the movie often plays sort of, unfortunately, like an infomercial for the book. I mean, Steve Harvey himself is in the movie, up in little TV clips with his advice, and it's very formulaic, and it kind of follows the structure of the book with every character sort of playing one of his archetypes that he maps out in his bestseller. But all of that said, the cast really makes it much more enjoyable than it really should be. I mean, this has got to be, I think, the most attractive ensemble of fantastic looking people on screen right now. You've got Michael Ealy, Taraji P. Henson, both of whom happen to be local, by the way, both of whom are the romance. They form a couple in the film. Then you have the beautiful Megan Good and Regina Hall and Gabrielle Union and Romany Malco. So they really make the most of what they have here, which is pretty limited and pretty formulaic, but they really make it a lot of fun to watch. And then depending on your taste, now I am not a Kevin Hart fan. He kind of is like fingernails on a blackboard to me, but I know that there are huge Kevin Hart fans out there, and they will laugh a lot in this movie because he is definitely the comic relief.
But you didn't.
I did not. No, I laughed for a minute, and then I'm done, and then he can move on. But he tends not to. He kind of does the same thing over and over.
Okay. All right, Ann. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ann Hornaday, Washington Post film critic.